Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Pat and Chris, it's time for the VFN Torch top three. You know, we have 1,000 highlights, top three for today. And I want to share the first one is gossip like choice morsels. Gossip like choice morsels. In this moment of wisdom, it's found in Proverbs 18:8. The Word of God says that the words of a gossip are like choice morsels, and they go down to a man's inmost parts. And, you know, gossip is something that you would say behind someone's back that you would not necessarily say to their face. And that flattery is something that you would say to someone's face that you won't say behind somebody's back.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you let someone speak gossip into your ears and flattery to our, flattery as well, this stuff is going to go down on the inside of us. You know, it's going to go down on the, inside of us, and you're going to have to contend with whatever it is that someone is gossiping in your ears. Now, oftentimes, I think people think that gossip, they're very light about it. It's not that big of a deal. They're kind of loose with it. But you know what you don't realize is that when someone deposits that gossip on the inside of you, it goes down on the inside, and you're going to have to do something with it. And what you're going to be forced to do with it is continue to share it and pass it along. And how you can avoid that is by stopping that. First of all, you don't gossip. And secondly, don't allow others to gossip in your ears. And so you need to really be, because what it also does is separates you from another person, and it causes you to have formulate a judgment that we have no place to judge and formulate. So this is an excellent segment. You can find it on the Torch. Of course, just type in the word gossip. The second one we want to share is Journey Back. Journey Back. And this is when we talk about when God's people begin to cry out. That's when God responds. But we got to do the crying out, right? If my people call by my name, right? And we share how Moses was used mightily and provided a way for his people, right? God used him to provide a way that the people of God were not going to be affected by the plague. But what did they do? They cried out to God. Listen, if you haven't listened to God Does Speak, you want to go to VFNTV.com and listen to God Does Speak. God is preparing his people, but we must cry out and turn to him and journey back so that we can be safe and not, you know, experience what's coming on the land. And the last one I want to share with you, that it's not a political problem, it's a church problem. And it's so important because as Christians, we need to stop looking that it's the government's fault,
right,
if we're not looking to change ourselves. A healthy America is a byproduct of a healthy church, and it's important for the church to get right, to be right with God, so that America can be right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.